Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jill Dunn. I'm here with Carlene Higgins. Hey, Carlene.
Hello, Jill. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
We had such a killer lineup in January. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope everybody caught those episodes. We had Makeup by Mario, Sir John, mm-hmm. Matt Rez. We did a point of view episode. We had a lot of great feedback about that. And now here we are. We're into February.
It's true. We came out with guns a-blazing.
Yes.
And now it's our turn to be the stars of the show.
Yes.
We are the guests of the hour and we are delivering the damn goods on what's worth the spend in 2024 so far.
Right.
Everything under probably, what can we say, $30, $28?
Most things are under $30. The fact is, even with drugstore products these days, and we have talked about this, it started last year, we talked about it, just price points are creeping up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like some mascaras at the drugstore are $20 now.
Yes, I know.
Which is wild.
It's true. And we all know in this economy is a meme for a reason. So we are trying to help y'all out. So anyone who's new to our show, because maybe you came in with one of these fancy guests we had, or maybe you started following us on TikTok. Hey.
Or YouTube channel.
Yeah. And so welcome. We are two former longtime beauty editors turned beauty podcasters. And we are here every single Wednesday with either fantastic guests or ourselves reviewing products or telling you about our longer journeys about our skin, you know, the gamut.
We've tried it all, swatched it all, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and over the years, we've been doing this for 7 years, always some of our top performing episodes are about drugstore products.
Yes.
Because if you can find a dupe, let's do it, you know.
And it's harder to swatch in store. So yeah. People want to know before mm-hmm. they buy. And I also do understand, especially right now, that people are on a budget.
Yeah.
And they are struggling. People are struggling. So I think with that, yes. I'm happy to put forward ideas of products that are $5.
Sure.
And I think
we don't do that all the time.
We should get into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, in today's episode, we are going to be reviewing a drugstore version of a lot of people are comparing this to a Chanel product that okay. we talk about a lot, the Le Beige Tint. I believe Ooh. That's the official name of it. Mm-hmm. We're also going to be talking about a brand new mascara from L'Oreal Paris. I believe Kendall Jenner, this might be her first campaign. I saw some images teased this morning with her mm-hmm. wearing this and it was like so stunning.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about an upgrade to a viral SPF. I would say.
Yes. And I'm also going to be talking about a new item that I've added for now to my rosacea routine that's
okay.
helping me out on the cosmetic side. And also a lipstick dupe that I found for like one of my all-time favorite shades. I knew as soon as I saw it at the event, I was like, I know exactly what that is.
Right.
I'm wearing it right now.
And like every other episode we ever do, we always recap everything that we talk about over on our website, which is breakingbeautypodcast.com.
All will be revealed in today's episode.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emma Shagormley.
We are two best friends with one common obsession.
Beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel beautiful.
We tried it all and we've got your back. We'll be calling on all our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions. Consider us your beauty 411 and sometimes your 911.
From how to fix brassy hair
to the pros and cons of laser facials,
and always with a cocktail in hand.
Always. So be prepared to be obsessed. Check out Lipstick on the Rim wherever you get your podcasts.
So where should we start?
I think we should start with that dupe. That's, you know, this is sort of the theme for now.
Okay.
So let's hear your review. You tried these. What did you do? Half face, half face?
Yeah, I did. I did. I'm not, not today, but other days. So this is the CoverGirl Simply Ageless Foundation Skin Perfector. And it's $21.49 US and $27.99 in Canada. There's 8 shades. And Queen Latifah is actually one of the faces of the shade. So even of this product. So even though there are only 8 shades, it does have a nice breadth of shades. Could it be more inclusive? Yes. But for now, they have 8 shades. So this product's getting a lot of buzz online because it's being compared to Chanel Le Beige Waterfresh Tint, which is $70 in the US and $85 in Canada. And there's also 8 shades with that one as well.
Right. And the obvious reason why is Jill's holding them here, which you can't see unless you're watching our YouTube, is that there are the little beads inside, the little fun little beads that kind of like blend right in as soon as you touch them to skin. So they both have that and they're in a clear package. So of course people were going to compare them.
And I think the idea. The CoverGirl Simply Ageless franchise is all about bringing the skincare into makeup, which they've been doing predating Chanel doing this, right? Like, remember the swirl, the Simply Ageless swirl and all of that. It's revolutionary at the time. So this is a skincare makeup hybrid that delivers sheer coverage for radiant complexion. It's developed using micro droplet technology. It's clean, you know, if that's important to you, vegan. And it's 71% water-based. And so when these tiny micro droplets, I just put like one pump of it on my hand.
Okay, let's see it. Oh, yeah.
Well, where you can swatch.
I can tell you it looks similar just from the application on the hand. Like it's that sort of like clear gel.
So you put a little on your hand. That's how I did it. I massaged it on the back of my hand with my finger to kind of break up these tiny bubbles and burst them. And you can use a brush or your fingers to kind of activate it. And then you distribute this tint all over your skin. Mm-hmm. It can be worn alone. It can be used as a primer or mixed with your favorite foundation. And it's really giving you this bare skin filter effect. I think the major difference between the two is like actually the CoverGirl one has more coverage than the Chanel one. So I think that the formula is really, really pretty on the skin. And I think it gives you more skincare benefits than the Chanel one does.
In what sense?
It actually has Bakuchiol in there as well. So it's really meant to be much more of a hybrid product versus I would say the Chanel is much more of a skin tint coverage makeup product.
Right.
So I would say overall, I was pretty impressed with the coverage. I really liked it. I'm wearing it on my skin right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think it looks good.
Very fresh. Yeah.
And I would definitely wear this when other times I might have chosen a skin tint.
Right.
This is better.
Oh, interesting.
For me.
Yeah.
Because it's giving me more coverage.
Okay.
And it's longer lasting. And the one thing is, I don't think I had my right shade. They sent me fair. So I think this is like a smidge too light for me. And I did hear some feedback from other people saying they found it hard to find their exact right shade that they loved.
Yeah.
Because it is only 8 and it's, you know, smaller windows. But that being said, I can make this work. And I wore it by myself. I can't imagine me putting foundation on top as well.
Yeah, no.
Because that's what they're saying you can do.
Oh,
but that's the vibe. So it really is, I think, of the moment, on trend. I'll tell you, I like Rose Inc. Tried to dupe the Chanel one.
Oh, yes, I remember, yes.
And that one was around $50, I think. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on that. I hated that one.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Where did they go wrong?
Clumpy mess.
Wow.
Clumpy mess did not blend. So CoverGirl got it they did it much better. And I'm not surprised.
Right.
They have so much technology in those labs, and they're not going to put something out that's not like a vibe, you know, it's clear to the naked eye what this is sort of inspired by. So I think they did a good job. Okay. So that's that. I'd be curious if anyone else tried it.
I want to try it now that you've said that. So I think they've done their job. So I'm going to hit you with a bit of a dupe that I believe is probably an accidental dupe or just, you know, lucky chance for me. So this is the Revlon Colorstay Limitless Matte Liquid Lipstick. I'm holding it here and I'm wearing it right now.
Yeah.
So it is, the shade I'm wearing is called Hot Take.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a bright orangey red.
Tomato red.
Yeah. I guess you could say tomato red.
It's giving mob wife.
Okay. Yes, it is giving mob wife. And I was actually wearing a leather blazer, but I had to take it off because it's so hot in here. But this is really, really close to a shade that was basically my first love of lipstick, especially a red lipstick, was a NARS matte pencil in Red Square.
Yes. Velvet matte.
Even though it was called Red Square, it was quite orangey.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I wore it, I'd get compliments on it. It was just, you know, for my skin tone, which is, I'm quite pale. Ironically, I have a lot of redness in my skin. Maybe it's the warmth of the orange that makes it work for me. But I just absolutely loved it. But I could not stand that you needed an actual sharpener to sharpen that pencil. And when you did, inevitably you'd use the wrong size and it would get all choppy and you'd cut your lip when it got down too low. And I just eventually had to stop wearing it. So I love that Revlon has reinvented this color. And what's so great about it, it's equally as bone dry on my lips.
Yeah.
It is so dry.
Color stained family, right?
Yes. And some people won't like that. I'm just going to say that straight up. Some people won't like that it is quite dry. But to me, that's the sacrifice you make to get this really long lasting wear. This color stay 24 hour matte wear is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Is it anywhere on my face? Because I'm drinking a coffee or a tea. Is it on my chin or anywhere?
No.
Okay.
No. I will say, though, that I've tried this in another color, Model Behavior.
Yeah.
And I did find it transferred a little bit. It moved more than some of the other. I'm a Revlon girly for life. Yeah. You know that. I've been wearing their products for hot. I think they do some of the best lip products. So I feel like it transferred more than their suede collection. But I was wearing the shade Model Behavior, which is like a brown 90s nude.
Right.
Like you could see Makeup by Mario using this color.
Yeah.
And it's got that doe foot applicator. And I just think you have to be kind of, I would use a lip liner with this.
Right.
In future.
But this Revlon one is $15.49 in Canada. It's, I think, $13.99 in the US. There are 16 shades. And yep. They really do run the gamut between this, like this orange red, by the way, guys, that you can't see. It is almost fluorescent. Mm-hmm. It is so bright.
Very cool. Very cool.
Like when I first put it on, I was like, this is borderline fluorescent. And I'm kind of living for it.
Yeah, no, it looks great. We're in the dead of winter.
I know.
Bring it.
It's true. And actually, I tried the serum tint, which is new from Revlon as well. I decided today I'm wearing a full face of Budget Beauty. I'll do something on social media at some point. But I also did their liquid blush, the red one.
It's pretty on you.
And then really it's the lashes that kind of help tell the story. I'll talk about that later in the episode. But yes, I love this color so much. I'm really excited to try the other ones. It's 100% vegan, even though it doesn't move at all. And that's it. That's all I have to say about that.
Well, I got to talk about my favorite Revlon product that I tried that I think is a dupe for something that's definitely more pricey. This is the Revlon ColorStay Multiplayer Liquid Glide Eye Pencil. It's $11.99 US dollars. I believe it's around 15 or 16 in Canada, 6 shades. So this is the first sharpenable eye pencil with a blending brush at the other end, which is a first to mass market.
Oh, interesting.
So it has, you know, look, it looks like a makeup brush on the other end. Now, people may not read the fine print. So I'm telling you right now, you have to, when it comes, the brush on the other end, stiff as a board. It would like poke you in the eye and hurt you.
That happened to me. I can't read close up because I'm in my 40s. So I almost cut my eyelid with that.
No, what you need to do is you break the seal. Okay. You break the seal of the brush and it's soft as a feather now.
Carlene.
Anyhow, I thought about texting Carlene, everyone, and telling Marlene. Her if she's trying this, she's probably not going to notice that it's you gotta work it in. Just like a little break of the seal. So it's meant to really give you this liquid. It is such a liquid glide for a drugstore formula. I was kind of shook at it. Definitely was giving me Urban Decay 24/7 pencil vibes.
Okay.
But even more slip to it. And I was like, slip, that's not good for me. That's going to end up everywhere.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I mean, I'm wearing it right now. Is it moving?
No, I can't see it moving.
And So my one tip would be that I applied it under my eyes and I went a little too crazy. Next time I will be more judicious because it does have that extra slip. It's like, I pressed too hard and it was kind of, I need to be a little more gentle when I'm applying it next time. But I found that it really worked well. I love that you could blend it with this little brush on the end, get that more precise line, or it has a little bit of playtime too before it sets. And it's 12-hour wear, waterproof, fade proof. And it's this very, very creamy texture. I used the color High Stakes.
Okay. Is that a brown or a black?
It's brown.
I love a brown eye pencil. It's, you know, I was looking at something that was, they were talking about like the makeup you need to give up over 40, which is black eyeliner.
Oh, interesting.
Because it's so easy to use. And so many of us grew up, that was like the only makeup we had back in the 80s was you had to have a black eyeliner. And so you just put it all around your eye. And I think sometimes we do get stuck in a routine. So a brown is a much more modern, softer,
flattering
take that gives you definition without having that real, you know, defined, like your eyes actually look smaller. And I like that brush idea too, because that's what diffuses it and makes it look less sharp like that.
Yeah.
Like a little bit victim-y.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you in part by Nutrafol. Story time, about 6 months ago, I was recording a funny little TikTok, and while I was editing and reviewing the camera roll, I noticed when I was bending over that I had gaps in my hairline, and it really freaked me out. I decided to get really serious about my Nutrafol routine. I took the recommended 4 capsules with a meal every single morning without missing a beat, got really consistent with it, and I'm happy to report that it's now been about 6 months, and I have noticed that my roots are actually coming in quicker. I have probably about 70% gray under my hair color. And I actually almost called my hair colorist to see if I could get in faster because it was that noticeable. So I highly recommend. And one thing to note is if this happens to you and you suddenly are experiencing hair shedding, thinning, it could be for various different reasons. It actually happened to me when I was postpartum, when I had my kid. Now I'm probably going through some other hormonal, you know, fluctuations, premenopause, that kind of thing. And Nutrafol does have different formulas depending on what your root causes are, which is great. So if you're not sure which one's the right one for you, you can actually go to their website and they have a hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com where you can find a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. They also have one for plant-based diets, which is fantastic. And Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. If you want to try it, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BREAKING. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BREAKING. That's Nutrafol.com, code BREAKING.
This next show partner is going to get you glowing, and that's Nuda. So I love how far we've come with self-tanner. I mean, it's just not a one-off thing anymore. It's really a part of so many people's self-care routine. And that's why I want to tell you about the Nuda Face Tan Water. I think it's a perfect antidote to my midwinter blahs. It's really like a boost of confidence in a bottle. And truly, it's my kind of self-tanner. That's where you look glowy and sun-kissed, never streaky, never orange. And the Face Tan Water, it's a clear self-tanning mist that's made especially for the face, and it has skin-loving ingredients in there like aloe vera and rosehip extract, as well as vitamins A, C, and E to keep your glow going. And it really gives you an ultimate natural-looking glow. So how it works, it's a fine mist that you apply on your face at the end of your skincare routine. So you just put it on like you would any face mist on your face, your neck, your décolleté, and the best part is you don't have to touch it afterwards. So there's no stained hands. And you can apply it 2 or 3 times a week on exfoliated skin, of course. And if you want a darker result, you just apply it more frequently. And the ease of application is just so fantastic, and it really has come so far. So whether you're a beginner or you consider yourself a self-tan expert, I feel like this product really is for everyone. And great news, we have a special promo code just for Breaking Beauty listeners if you want to check it out yourself. So you can visit Nuda.ca and use code BREAKINGBEAUTY at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's Nuda.ca, spelled Nuda.ca, and use code BREAKINGBEAUTY for 20% off your first order. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
Well, I'm wearing a new mascara today.
Great.
It is the L'Oreal Paris Voluminous Panorama Mascara. It's right here. I kind of like this packaging. It's like
quiet luxury.
For voluminous, do you think this is quiet luxury? I think this is pretty loud luxury.
What? Oh, yeah, maybe it is. I didn't see the embossing.
And it's bold.
It says embossed, tone on tone.
Yeah, it says Panorama in like gigantic letters. And it's $16 US and $20 in Canada. And
so it's part of the Voluminous family.
Got it. I think Mario had said that was the one drugstore product that he still uses after 20 years.
Oh, I still buy Voluminous.
Is the L'Oreal Voluminous. So in the US, this product is called Panorama Washable Mascara. That's not the name of it in Canada, I don't believe, but it is still somewhat washable, although I still think it needs a little bit of help. I'm not going to say it comes off like a tube mascara. This is my favorite mascara I have used in a long, long time. Like, I'm sorry, I'm just going to give myself a compliment right now. My lashes look f***ing insane.
Yeah, they look good. Yeah, I feel like they look good.
So I've been using this nonstop since I got it. I use a lash curler first and they are just boom. Like they stand up so high and they do not fall throughout the day.
Right.
Like they really don't. So what they sort of claim, because I think it's so nuanced. There's a new mascara every month, I swear. So this one's supposed to provide corner to corner panoramic volume and make your eyes look 1.4 times bigger.
Okay.
It probably does. I mean, my eye, like they honestly look kind of like falsies, I think.
Okay.
It's infused with this 5% special stretch flex complex, but it's supposed to give you extends lashes up and out for 24 hours of volumized wear. And it's smudge proof and flake resistant. And I do think it does not smudge. I've worn it all day.
Great.
There is no smudging happening. It's definitely extending though. I have puppy dog eyes. I don't know. What's the word for it again?
You have hooded eyelids.
Hooded eyelids. When I was a kid, they used to always say puppy dog eyes.
What?
So I don't know. Is that a thing? I don't know. Anyways, so, but it does extend so much that I have to be careful because I'll just hit my eyelid.
Okay.
Just off the top, not even transferring. It's extending them that much.
Okay.
But once I have it on and if I just don't open my eye all the way and sort of try to let it dry, it is not transferring. Like it is so good and it's not impossible to get off, which I like because sometimes you get those shellac ones and I take out 5 eyelashes on each.
Oh dear.
You know, just trying to get it off.
Yeah.
And it's really not that hard. So this is a winner for me. Kendall Jenner is the face. I think it came out late last year in the US and it is hashtag damn good.
Can you just show me the brush from this mascara?
Oh, yes, of course.
A tapered silicone
It is a tapered silicone brush.
Okay. Yes.
What else you got over there, Jill?
Okay, so I'm going to hit you with a rock bottom product. I don't think it can be a drugstore episode and me not mention Essence Cosmetics. Because I think that they do some of the best formulations. And I will say, of all of the brands out there during the, you know, that we've been talking about in the drugstore space for the last however many years, still, this one has not been affected by inflation, apparently. Like, these products are all still $4.99 in the US.
How? And they're not even, they're made in Europe.
Yeah. So
that's crazy.
It's crazy. So like in Canada, it will be like maybe $5.99, $6.99. But I'm bringing this up because I believe it launched at the end of last year. It's the Essence Thick and Wow Fixing Brow Mascara. And it's a volumizing fiber brow mascara. Yeah, so it's very
similar. I'm
wearing
the NYX Thick It, Stick It. This is where we've come to in dupes, guys, is that Essence is duping NYX. We have drugstore duping drugstore. This is where we're at in the competition. Who will come in at the lowest price for Jenza? Look at that packaging.
Yeah.
That is no joke.
Very, wow. Very similar.
Balls.
So can you open that and just show me the brush again? Because I couldn't find mine this morning. So the Essence is like a little bit shorter and the brush is a little bit bigger. So I would say I really loved this one. It like adds those fibers. Your brows are really full. The color that I used was like called, it's called Caramel Blonde. I actually prefer using brow gels for blondes because I think it kind of just suits my complexion better. And I'm someone that has fairly full brows anyways, but I love how this just kind of like sticks to the hairs I have, makes them look good. I have to do hardly anything. And it just like visibly kind of fills and adds volume to your brows. And it gives you a very, very natural effect. There's no like hold. I know it's all about there's brow freeze from Anastasia now and stuff, but this isn't about that. Well, it says fixing. I just don't think it has as much hold as those other products or like the Rare My Beauty Rare one Beauty that one. You like. That's not for me.
It is just glue.
Yeah. And that's not really for me, love but it. I understand people need that.
Best product I used in 2023.
I would say that this is because the brush is big. I don't think that this is that well suited for people who have next to no hair.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it'll get on your skin. It could be a bit messy.
Yeah.
So I would go with something more like a boy brow, which is like a very, very tiny brush or gimme brow from Benefit. But
does it come in clear?
That I'm not entirely sure. It does have multiple. I think there's four colors. But you know what? $4.99, get into it.
Yeah.
Or like this is the type of thing, you know, like you go on a trip and you forget your makeup and you just go hit the end cap with Essence and you'll be good to go. It's at Ulta. It's at Shoppers Drug Mart.
I've definitely learned that I like the clear gels better than the colored ones. Cause even today with the Thick It, Stick It, the NYX one is like, I put it on and inevitably I get the tint on top of my brow and then I have to go back in with my foundation or whatever to clean up. And I just think the clear one is, you know,
it's the move for you.
So much easier. And then I use the pencil beforehand, but
okay.
Awesome.
Well, you know how you're always joking about like being like, I can't see when I'm doing my makeup.
Yes.
Well, one of the housewives on Salt Lake City, Lisa Barlow, was at the reunion. And basically they kind of did her dirty one time because she was on a trip and they were staying at the Trixie Motel.
Yeah.
And she wanted to use her own glam team. Mm-hmm. And they were basically like, no, like no one's getting glam. You're got to do your own makeup for this challenge or whatever. And she like freaked out. And then they brought that up at their reunion. And she's like, I've been using glam since 2019 because now that I'm this age, I can't see to do my makeup.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's the realest thing a housewife has ever said. That's why they have glam.
Absolutely. It's so hard for me, guys. Like, I've started to do more TikToks and Instagram. And it's like, I do my makeup with my contact lenses on.
Okay.
Because that's the only way that I can see. Mm-hmm. And then I have to try to use, like, close-up mirrors and everything because I can't see close up.
Yeah.
And then if I'm trying to edit it, I can't see. So I have
you
to
edit
go,
the video.
My video.
Oh.
I can't see very well. So I have to go and take my contact lenses out to video.
Shoot.
And then I'm taping and I'm like, oh, I've got a bat in the cave.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I didn't know that. I couldn't see it.
Shoot.
So it's just like shit like that. You have
to. Relatable.
It's just, it is so a thing, you know, it's a thing. Anyways,
by the way,
I feel
it's not just you. There's plenty of people who are like, I don't even know what I'm putting on my face. I've just put lipstick on my eyes.
Right.
Whatever.
Yes. Anyway, follow me for more. I want to talk about a Japanese sunscreen that is iconic.
Yeah, not a dupe. Just iconic all on its own.
Actually, what I was going to say is what happens when a brand dupes itself?
Oh, interesting.
Because that's what's happened
glitch in
here.
The Matrix.
This is the Biore UV Aqua Riche.
Okay.
It's $13 in the US and $19 in Canada, which is such a good price.
Yeah.
And
it's just dropping, right?
It's just dropping in Canada now.
Okay.
This is a North American version. So what people might remember is that is the Japanese one, the Biore UV SPF 50, which I'm holding here. It's the Biore UV Watery Essence.
Yes.
Okay. And it's like PA plus 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 plus. It's got five pluses beside it, which
we've talked about this
a Japanese rating system.
Mm-hmm.
And this watery essence is iconic. Like before there was Yes 2, before there was Style Vanna, it was really hard to get. And so it would be like a hot and exciting import. It is the number one watery essence sunscreen in Japan. And one is sold every 15 seconds. That's how popular it is.
I believe you talked about it in your Japanese drugstore haul.
I sure did. Mm-hmm. I sure did. And so what is it? It's a hydrating moisturizer with hyaluronic acid. And so you're getting that broad spectrum UV. It actually, this North American version comes in a 50 and a 30. but you're getting this watery texture that is completely sheer, leaves no cast at all on any skin tones. There is no doubt. And it doesn't feel greasy or sticky at the end. So it's just an absolute goat. And in the US, the North American version came out in July, is what I'm told by the PR. And the North American version has just launched in Canada February 1st.
So what's the difference? I don't get it.
So they're not the same.
Okay.
That's basically the bottom line, is that they are not the exact same formula. So the reason is because we have different regulations here when it comes to UV filters.
Right.
So we don't have some of the UV filters that are in this Japanese version. According to the publicist's response, it has been adapted to the Canadian market. They are designed to be similar in aesthetic and performance, but have been modified slightly to be regionally compliant. The main difference is the UV filters, which are regulated differently per region. So with that, let's do a little side by side.
Let me see the package though. Like, is it avobenzone? What did they put in there?
Well, there's no way you're going to read the Japanese one to see what's in it. So it's using the UV filters that are allowed here. Now, here's the thing that I noticed.
I'm just letting people know. In Canada, it's got North American, got avobenzone, homosalate, octosalate, octocrylene. And so it does have avobenzone, which, you know.
So
I don't mind.
In a nutshell, what I can tell you, because I did a side-by-side split face, is they both feel hydrating and quenching, and they both will turn sheer really quickly. So that's the most important thing. But if you literally do a side-by-side, you will notice differences. Mm-hmm. So number one is, just put this one on your hand.
That one's got makeup
on it. This
is
the original Japanese one. Mm-hmm. So if you put it on, you'll notice it is very sheer,
watery.
So go ahead and spread it.
No, I just want to put them side by side so I can see the swatch.
Okay, so now we're going to put the North American on one next to it, and you're going to notice right away a difference, right? It's more white. It looks thicker.
It's giving avobenzone.
It's giving like an Aveeno kind of.
Yeah, well, Neutrogena, that's their main ingredient as well.
But it's like, it looks more like a white cream, whereas the one from Japan looks more sheer off the hop.
Yeah.
And watery. So right away, you're going to be concerned and be like, oh, is this going to be as sheer?
Right.
So that's the main difference, is as soon as you put the Japanese one on, it's like, even before you can rub it in, it's watery and you know it's going to be sheer instantly. It's not clear, but the other one, you're a bit worried for a second. You're like, is this going to get rubbed in completely sheer? Well, it does. It just takes a few seconds longer.
At least on our fair skin, I would say, you know?
Yeah.
Like we can't speak for every skin tone, but.
Yes. Yeah. But it does turn sheer really quickly, like clear is what I want to say.
Right.
So I don't think it would leave
no
a
concerns
cast
there
on anyone.
Uh-huh.
There's a little bit of a scent, but what I do think that the North American one is slightly more scented, I think. Jill's wearing perfume, so we can't do the proper test right now.
Yeah, sorry, I don't have any coffee beans around
here. Yeah. So basically, the North American one, slightly gloopy, still goes in sheer. The other thing I noticed, which was kind of funny, I opened them both out of a pack, and I tried to right away splurt them out. And the North American one, of course, had a seal.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to peel it back. It wouldn't come out, whereas the Japanese one didn't. That freshness seal. So there you have it, the side by side.
Yeah,
similar,
it's almost
but different.
Like the Japanese one I remember from before. Like, it just smells, and I guess I'm kind of used to this because I use a lot of gel creams. Mm-hmm. They almost just smell like they have a higher volume of alcohol in there because they're like using that to like sheer out the formula.
I'm just gonna smell it again. But yeah, the Japanese one is like, to me, slightly more of a chemically smell. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's like they haven't added a big scent over top to try to hide that scent. It might be a little bit scented, but I find the North American one is more scented.
Interesting.
Which some people might not like or might not react the best to. So just saying.
Where is this available?
Shoppers Drug Mart in Canada. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Timeline Nutrition. So I don't know about you guys. It's absolutely frigid from where I'm sitting. So when it comes to my skincare routine, I'm really focusing on my skin barrier. And I recently found a night cream that I'm kind of obsessed with. I want to let you know about it. It's called the Night Cream by Timeline. And it just makes my skin feel so cushiony and protected at night. It's got this really soft, plump feeling to it. But what I especially love is that it has no dyes or fragrance. So I know it's not going to irritate my rosacea prone skin. So you may not have heard of Timeline before. It's actually a nutrition brand that started with supplements, and now they're branching out into skincare using their secret weapon ingredient. It's called MitoPure. And the claim is that it's the first and only bioactive clinically proven to renew your cells' energy supply to help your skin fight against both intrinsic and extrinsic aging factors by helping to reduce, you know, like if your skin feels like it's thinning and you're getting a loss of elasticity, it's meant to support the processes inside the skin cells that power up collagen in as little as 72 hours. So they also claim that it's clinically proven to dramatically reduce the appearance of wrinkles in as little as 2 weeks of use. I just really like that it's not irritating for my skin. I love that. The serum, the night cream, and the day cream all contain a minimum of 84% natural ingredients, which is great as well. And if you want to see a real difference in your skin health, invest in it. If you want to try it for yourself, we have a promo code. Timeline Nutrition is offering our community 10% off the Timeline Skin Health line at timelinenutrition.com/beauty. That's TimelineNutrition.com/beauty and use code beauty for 10% off.
Macy's is one of our show partners this week. Hey, beauty fam, who else has a newfound obsession with football? I, for one, have been watching football on Sundays for the past several weeks, and it's honestly bringing me so much joy, especially as a pop culture and sports fan like myself. And of course, this upcoming Sunday is the big game. I'll definitely be watching with friends. Will I make friendship bracelets this year? I mean, I just might. It feels right. And of course, football is only part of the fun of watching the big game. The commercials are everything. And I also love that moment at halftime when you can kind of like clear the coffee table and get everybody up dancing to the halftime show. And of course, there's great style spotting too. It's always like when the camera pans to the wives and girlfriends in the suites and you get to see their outfits of the day. Plus, there's always famous faces in the stands. And speaking of style, Macy's has lots of football adjacent must to amp up your viewing experience of the big game this Sunday. So there's team jerseys, and they even have a fan shop with options for the whole family, so you can easily find and support your favorite player. Plus, they have serveware to match the big game. I mean, nachos, they just taste better when they're on a football-shaped platter. Am I right? And Macy's even has food and snack options for every party that you're hosting or attending. So you can check it all out at Macy's.com. Once again, get ready for the big game this Sunday at Macy's.com. We'll link to this in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
And then I have one last one that I want to talk about. It's the, speaking of NYX, it's the NYX Pro Fix Stick.
Okay.
And the one I'm showing you right now is a color correcting concealer stick. It's green.
Okay.
But they do have 22 shades in total. They have 5 color correctors and 17 concealer shades. The price is $9 in the US, which is so great, and $15 in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole idea with these is, of course, it's a concealer in a stick format. So it's giving you much more pigment than a lot of the ones that are like in the doe foot applicator. It's meant to have buildable medium coverage and 12-hour wear. The reason I wanted to try this product, because I shared with everyone that I recently was diagnosed with rosacea, I have a lot of skin redness. And when I talked to the derm and they were sharing with me what my rosacea routine should be, they mentioned, to try a green tinted something mm-hmm. to help combat the redness. So in the past, we've talked about the Dr. Jart, mm-hmm. which is great. It's a sunscreen that also has a green tint, and mm-hmm. I do really like that. I've also talked about before the L'Oreal Paris green tinted primer, mm-hmm. which I really like as well. Recently, I tried the new It Cosmetics Bye Bye Redness green tinted serum.
Okay.
And then I tried the stick. So I just think one thing to keep in mind that really occurred to me, because when I used the It Cosmetics one, it is a serum, right? Mm-hmm. So it's tinted, but it's so sheer.
So it's skincare product. It's not makeup. It's not coverage.
Yeah. It's just so mm-hmm. incredibly sheer that I think it's a bit misleading to say that there's going to be an immediate result, which is what they do claim is one of the benefits. Mm-hmm.
I just think, yeah, I think there's a skincare product is probably never going to be going to give you much coverage. I could be wrong, but I think it can almost like mute the redness, but giving you coverage. I don't know.
Yeah, there was absolutely no muting going on okay. whatsoever. And so I just think it's a bit
It Cosmetics.
It's a
really
bit,
jumped the shark. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And I just think it's a bit like literally one of the but one of the benefits it said was immediate relief of redness. And there was just zero.
Okay.
So, you know, just don't bother.
So that brings us to the NYX.
What
was the verdict?
So the whole thing about the NYX is that it's targeted, mm-hmm. right? So unlike the serum and even unlike the creams, it's heavier coverage. So what this is really great for is when you want to cover a wailing red zit. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's very dense and you are getting a huge amount of pigment. And so my tip is, now that I've used it twice, the first time that I used it, I kind of went about it the way some people might do concealer, where it's like, oh, all my red areas uh-huh. I covered. And then I went to try to blend them in afterwards. And no, they yeah. were, it was just staying there. So my tip would be to blend it in as you go.
Yes.
So it's like cover that one zit, blend, go to the next area, blend, because it dries down quickly and then you can't move it. Mm-hmm. And like what happened to me is I get redness around my brow area. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. like we were talking about before, because I can't see. So I put it above. And I blended it in. And then I realized when I was washing off my makeup at the end of the night that I had like green shit in my brows. Anyway, so you're better off doing it just one area at mm-hmm. a time. I found using my fingers wasn't great, but I have drier skin than a teenager.
Right.
So I found using like an angled fluffy concealer blush you can use, and it blended it in quite nicely. You just have to move quickly, but it definitely worked. Like it gave me, it does the color correcting. Mm-hmm. And then I just put my makeup on top. Can you see any green coming through right now?
No, but did you use your concealer as well as the green? Or
I didn't, because I don't have, like, I would do that if I was covering like one giant zit.
I see.
But I just put foundation over top. So okay. Yeah, it's not as creamy and smooth for my skin type, which is a bit drier mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. But I think for like a teenager or just a younger person who has yeah. more oily skin, I think it would be great.
NYX really crushes it.
Yeah.
I saw that the NYX founder, Tony Ko, who has been on our show, mm-hmm. has hung up her hat officially.
Yes.
So that's wild. You know, I just, there's those type of people that are just so, so creative, so many ideas. And even though mm-hmm. they could have sailed off into the sunset, they just kept working. But she's hung up her hat. So did Sharon from Alma Beauty.
Like, what's Sharon doing now?
Nothing. She's like, f*** it all.
I doubt away. She's doing nothing. She's probably up to something. But I always said she's such an incredible woman. She has such great ideas. She's an adult in the room, which is so needed these days. And I always felt that she is going to get up to something bigger, in my opinion.
Right.
Something really impactful. Not that beauty is not, but I think she's a real change maker. And I don't think she's going to be sitting back with her feet up.
Well, she quit Instagram, everything. So we'll see. She just said, doing less, being more. That's it.
Yeah.
She quit like over a year ago.
She could be a freaking politician.
Yeah.
She honestly
But I think
could
she's
be.
Just, she's just like, I just don't want to do anything. So it's like there is this power in people really? Just walking away from it all, everything. Like literally life of leisure.
Really? You think she's like yes. on a beach right now?
Yes, I do. And like, that's not to say maybe in 10 years she'll but okay. she was
maybe
very,
we need
very...
to have Sharon back on the podcast.
Yeah.
Can we find call her. Bahamas
or wherever? Yeah. I don't
Paging
know.
Paging Sharon.
Yeah. Wherever she is. Yeah. She was just over it. Over working so hard.
Yeah.
The hustle. Goodbye.
A lot.
But you know, the brand is still in existence and all of that, still doing very well. But yeah, she's the change maker for sure. So very quickly, I'm going to talk about a dry oil that caught my eye, because dry oils, while they're nice, there's many of them on the market. It's a very French thing to do, Nux and whatever. Dry oil, putting in your hair, on your body. Very few actually are like active ingredients. So the one that I'm going to talk about right now is Bioderma. It's the Atoderm 2-in-1 dry body oil. So it has two functions. It smooths and enhances skin texture, and it's hella nourishing for the skin. Mm-hmm. So this is actually $33 in Canada. It's around $25 or $28 in the US. Many of you know that Bioderma, I talk about their Atoderm shower oil. It comes in a 1 liter size. I have it in my shower year round, obsessed. Mm-hmm. So this is a kind of extension of that line, and it's new. And so this is something you put on after the shower when your skin is damp. And so they say that Bioderma has created the very first smoothing and nourishing dry oil for the body, specifically to meet the needs of dry skin. And it contains a keratolytic agent, a malic acid ester. So that is what's going to get rid of those dead skin cells. So like the back of the arm, the bumpy mm-hmm. knees, like if you have ingrown hairs on your legs, but you're like, I'm scaly in the winter. Mm-hmm. So it kind of is that perfect 2-in-1 product. And I'm quite lazy after the shower, and I'm usually freezing in the winter. So I want to get one thing on that's going to get it done. And I just feel like they just nail their formulations. This would be gold in a French pharmacy. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
So that is something that I have absolutely been loving.
I think that's really cool. And
first ever.
I would like some Atoderm in my shower right about now. And that's it. Next week, what do we have going on? Do we know yet?
Next week, we're going to do kind of an adjacent fun conversation about hygiene. And we have a really amazing guest. Her handle is Madame Sweat. And we're just going to be talking about all kinds of things, like how to improve your hygiene, how to tell someone that you like that maybe their breath could be fresher, how to get ready for an intimate moment. Like we're going to go there with some taboo stuff, and it's going to be fun.
She stopped me in my tracks on TikTok mm-hmm. when she was talking about how to clean down there on the back area uh-huh. when you're getting ready
Derriere.
For that intimate moment.
Uh-huh. I love that. She even has a DIY for an at-home bidet with something from Amazon that's like $15.
I'm obsessed. It's all about getting you ready for Valentine's and more.
Yeah.
So try to listen to it the morning of Valentine's, and like maybe you'll get some tips for that night, whatever your hot date is.
Or self-love, which could include
absolutely.
Whitening up all of your shirts and getting rid of the pit stains.
Sure. Yes. Absolutely. We're going to talk about that as well. So hot.
Love it. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us. Reminder that every single thing that we talked about is over on our website, which is breakingbeautypodcast.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.